This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jen and Tiff. We're just so happy you've joined us.
Yes, so happy.
Yeah, it's cold as can be here right now.
It is freezing. So I was thanking the Lord for today, because you will hear more about that in a minute, even though it is cold today.
Mm-hmm.
But we did wake up today to be able to enjoy this day. So
amen. Amen. I kind of look at every day like, it's not really my day, it's his day. So then if I flip it that way and say, thank you, Lord, that you invited me into another one of your days to live it and just let me be aware and thankful.
Yes. Yes. So here at Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast, we oftentimes, Jen and I, talk about the future, of course. Yeah. Because let's be honest, sometimes when we're in our daily lives, it stinks sometimes, and we need the future to look forward to, because sometimes circumstances are just blah, and we're like, okay, well, if we get out of this situation and into the future, then that probably looks a lot better, right? So it's really hard to be content in the moment. And so we really want to focus in on that. We kind of started our podcast with the thinking that we would be really focused on where is God in the day. And sometimes, and even in this podcast, we get away from that sometimes. And I can tell when I am physically away from it in my soul and in my spirit, because I begin to start going through the motions of my daily life and miss what is today here right in front of us. So I just felt like the Lord just reminded me this morning as I was dropping the kids off at school, doing the mom thing, that a thing that I had been working on a while ago, that right here, this moment here is holy. And the reason why here is holy, because God right here, right now, in this moment, he is holy and he is here. And so I just felt like he was saying, you know, there's a reason why people say stop and smell the roses, because we just get so in our routine of daily mom stuff, daily work things, whatever, daily being a wife, daily all the things we need to do, and we miss what's here in this moment. So, Jen, has this ever been a problem for you? Because I feel like I cycle in and out of this all the time, and it's frustrating.
Sure. Because it's you look towards the future, towards things that are away, because in the immediate moment, you don't want to process whatever's in front of you at times. Like maybe it's a frustration at work, or maybe your kiddos are like fighting like cats and dogs, and, you know, running in and out of your room, and, you know, you feel like you're about ready to lose your mind. So yeah, you look at things in the future because you put your hope in that, right? You lose the hope in the moment. So sure, I've done that. I do that plenty, because you're like, how do I process this frustration right now in a way that is good and not, you know, me reacting? How do I respond rather than react?
Yes. And I don't know if you remember this verse or where this is in the Bible, and it talks about just being asleep. And in those moments when I'm just like in my daily routine, that's what I kind of feel like. I feel like just like a walking zombie. Like I'm not there. I'm physically there, but I'm not all the way there, you know? And so those moments to me just feel so sleepy, and I'm hyper, like I'm just so unaware of what is going on around me, that I'm just missing all kinds of God moments. And I'm very aware of it. And it's frustrating, because those are the moments I live for. Like those are the moments that my soul needs, and I need to be, you know, alive again. And so I'm aware of it, but it's like getting yourself back into that posture seems to be hard sometimes because you're just so in your everyday life.
I think it's a lot like emotional regulation when you are, when you're reacting to a trigger and your mind goes somewhere else, then you have a hard time being in the moment because your mind is not in that moment. And you can use some of those fun things to try to pull yourself back into being present, like Kenda Moss in one of her sessions had said, tap on your fingers and really think about what you're saying. Like, I am okay. Index, middle, ring, pinky, and then back. Pinky, ring, middle, index. I am okay. I am okay. Or, you know, change your breathing just to get focused on now. Just to get focused. Now, I'm not saying that when you're having those moments where you're distracted, you're having a, you know, an emotional thing going on. But I'm just saying those are just tools to get you into the moment again. Like, get present. Don't worry about tomorrow. Even Jesus said, you know, don't worry about tomorrow. It has troubles of its own. Be here. Be here now.
Yeah. In a case, audience, you are not familiar what Jen is talking about. We did an interview here on Plants, Hope, and a Future with Kenda Moss. And you can go back and listen to that after you listen to this episode, of course. And she gives some of those tools and tips and tricks that really will make more sense because Kenda is like, well, Jen's obviously amazing. Kenda's amazing at this whole centering thing and with these tools. Like, whoa, she's been an amazing guest. So I would love to have Kenda back. We need to talk to Kenda.
Here. I love Kenda Moss.
Yes.
Kenda, if you're listening, you're one of my favorite people.
So. Yes, we love you. We both adore you.
Yeah.
But you know, we're going to call this as not odd. It's a God moment. So as we were talking and about missing the moment and things and looking into the future, I was thinking about all the things I'm going to say God dropped in these things, but I was thinking about all the things that I was planning for in the future, like having children, writing a book, you know, what have you, and some of these things have came to pass, or getting out of ugly situations and rekindling relationships. And when those moments came, when the future came here, you know, heaven on earth meets that moment. Because sometimes I struggle, and audience, I'm sure you've had these struggles. That moment's not always as big and as exciting as I thought it would be when it finally gets here. You know, it's like, it's like we were so like, this is going to be the moment that changes everything. And then the moment comes and it passes and we're like, oh, well, now you gotta look for something else because that one just disappointed. So, you know, maybe that's God really saying, you know, these moments in the future, obviously they're amazing to look to. And these are things maybe he even put in our hearts to do, but don't miss what's here because that moment might not even be so big to even, you know, value missing all these moments.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
Same thing with anticipating what you think will be a bad moment, you know, like, oh, it's going to be terrible and this will happen and that will happen. And you will like totally fixate on this thing that's coming. And then you get into that moment. It's like, oh, well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
I really made that so much bigger than it was. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I felt like that's, you know, God is so cool. But I was thinking about that this morning because I have a couple hard conversations coming up. And those moments you just in your heart, you're just like dreading them. Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the worst thing ever. Mm. And your mind goes to every worst case scenario. Like, well, this relationship's completely over, or I'm going to be kicked out, or, you know, whatever it is. And then oftentimes, maybe not always, maybe sometimes the worst things do come to pass, but oftentimes, and you have those hard conversations and it was totally okay. It's okay. So I think we just get ourselves so worked up and miss what's right here. So I was thinking about, you know, kids and ourselves, well, adults, like some adults are so into Christmas that they start, like, the minute Christmas ends, start thinking about next Christmas. Okay. Right. Like, Christmas is fine, but I'm not that into it. Okay. But anyway, like, people are crazy about the Christmas season. And then I'm thinking how disappointing it must be after that day passes and all the presents have been passed out and all the gifts have been received. And then that moment passes, and what a disappointment the next day must look like.
Right?
Because you put all your eggs in one basket for Christmas.
All of your hope, right? Yeah.
So maybe that's why some people have to start, you know, the anticipation for next Christmas. I don't know if you're a Christmas lover. Let us know, folks, what that's all about, if that's what it is. But, you know, even with my book, I had put all this effort, and God had put this in my heart. Oh, my goodness. When I was in the hospital with George years and years ago. So when this moment came to pass, it was a great moment, and I was proud of myself. But I thought this moment was going to be the moment everything in my life changed.
Right.
Did I just say that? That I thought everything would be different. And, you know, some things are different. But for the most part, let's just say I'm looking ahead to the next book or whatever it is, you know, because it's the moment is never just, it just never fills us. Maybe it does some people out there, but it just never is enough. God is enough. And that's why this moment, if we are in this moment with the Lord, that's filling, because this moment is holy and he's the only one that can fill us anyway. Not the book, not Christmas, the gifts and all the things, but him and this moment with us.
Yeah.
I think we'd walk around a lot happier and freer and more full of joy, because that's all the gifts he gives, right? So love and patience and kindness and understanding and all the things that we so desperately need to be filled. So,
yeah, we put our hope in the wrong place is what we do. Like, if this happens, then I'll be so happy. And then that might happen. And then you're thinking, oh, well, if this happens, then I'll be happy. It's like you're constantly searching for that next thing.
Yeah.
And it will totally distract you from your moment. There's a phrase that says you can be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. And that kind of goes back to the same sort of thought process of being in the moment, be where you are.
Yeah.
Not that you can't look forward to things, because you can look forward to that vacation. You can look forward to Christmas. You can look forward to giving that gift, but it's like, where do you put it in the priority of things? And is it something that you're saying it's going to fulfill you, make you happy, whatever? And the only one who can really fulfill us in a lasting, full way is God. And just being present with him in the moment. I like how you said that this moment is holy.
Yeah. Well, and that comes from my favorite pastor, Michael Todd. He's out of Tulsa, Oklahoma at Transformation Church, but he did a series, and I encourage audience, if you want to give one of his messages in the series or all of them a listen, but it's called Here is Holy. And even a worship song was written about it. Maybe we can put the song in the links, because this could be a theme song for, you know, this episode, Here is Holy. But it really focused on this, and it just made so much sense, because even as Jen was talking, you know, one of the commandments is having no other gods besides the Lord. And we put these things, our hopes, and all those things above God sometimes.
Yep.
And we look for these idols to fulfill us in the way only the Lord can. So here we go, needing some repentance after this. Sorry, Lord. But, you know, it's true. Like, where is our hope in? And, you know, plans, hope, in the future. Jeremiah 29:11. For he knows the plans. So he should be our source every day.
Right.
Just as we do for this podcast, you know, we don't really come in with anything. He needs to be the source of this podcast.
Amen. He does. And I think that what that will be the thing that helps ground us in the moment.
Yeah.
Focus on the right things. And it'll even help us not dread the things so much that are coming up that are maybe what we consider a negative thing or a difficult thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, and as a mom, and I'm sure there's lots of moms listening that can relate, but I think women are the first people that really go to the space of guilt and shame when we start talking about these things, about missing moments, because we have these beautiful children right in front of us. And so when we are missing the moments, because let's be real, we're not going to be present in every moment of our child's life, no matter how much we love them and our heart's desire, but we're human and we fail every single day. I'm going to say I fail as a mom every single day. I never live up to the expectation of the fullest of motherhood that I want to live up to. And likely I never, ever will, because I, in my heart, want to love them so well that it's just, I could never live up to the amount I want to show them that love. So then what happens, and maybe this happens for you, audience, for you, Jen, then what happens is I go into the cycle of guilt and condemnation.
Yeah.
And then what happens, I get even more weight put on me. Yep. And then what happens, I can never live in the stinking moment because I'm living out of this place of guilt. Well, oh my gosh, I missed Jasmine's game and now I'm the worst mom ever. And so I go in this downward spiral of, well, I failed, and so why even try, or whatever, like, you know. So here's women, I think we do this often. And so the guilt and condemnation, the Lord doesn't want that for us.
Right. He does not. Hear that, people.
He does not. Jesus came to die, to be an offering, to be a sacrifice, so we could live free. And that when the Lord looks at us, he's delighted and he sees his son, Jesus. He was our sacrifice.
Yes.
And so he loves us in this moment. He loves his son so much. And we are his son. We are his children. In his eyes, he sees just beautifulness. So we can just live to our fullness without all this guilt and condemnation. We can just come to the Father every time we mess up and say, Dad, I messed up again. And he's going to say, okay, I still love you anyway. Move on with your life. Jesus was the sacrifice. It was it. There's no reason, women, hear me, women. There's no reason to live your entire life feeling guilty for the mistakes you made and for what you didn't do. You can be free of that because Jesus came to die for that and our sins. So, yes, did we not live in the moment today and days ahead, this whole stinking winter, it seems like, for me? No, I missed a lot of God moments. And I know that my hope was definitely put in the wrong place for a lot of those moments. And I can say, I'm so sorry, Lord. Let's start again today.
Yeah.
And it's as easy as that, friends. I know, I shouldn't say it's as easy as that, because I know years of feeling guilty and all those things really have to be dealt with. And a new cycle has to begin for you. But it is as easy as that for the Father, because he's ready when you are.
That's right. That's right. And he sees you perfect, like you said.
Yeah.
Because of Jesus. And even though you see yourself as imperfect, that's not how God sees you. And it really is developing self-compassion and, you know, forgiveness for yourself. You know, if you start weighing that guilt upon you, and just, you can begin even in the next moment. I'm going to begin again right now. I'm going to just, okay, start over in this moment and just do the best you can. Most everybody is always trying to do the best they can. There's sometimes that there are some people that aren't, but that's rare. Most everybody and their intentions are trying the best they can.
Yeah.
So
here's holy.
Here's holy. Right now.
Every breath we take today, I just want to remember that, don't you? Like,
well, yeah.
It's, I mean, holy. Like, God's here. And what is God going to do today? And I want to wake up every morning and remember that. So maybe, Jen, if you could just send me a text every day. No, I mean, no pressure. If you think of it, could you please just shoot off a text every morning? Here's holy. Where's God today? Because that's the posture. My heart, like, just needs those God moments. It is just the only thing that can fill me. I am like a girl who can dream big. I can dream the impossible. Like, believing the Lord, that's not a problem for me, because I believe that he could really do anything in a second. You know, like, the problem is right here, being just in the small details, in the every breath I take, in the every hug I get to enjoy from my child, all those moments. I just want to be here with the Lord and see how holy these moments are. Like, I thirst and I'm starving for that.
Yeah.
And I'm missing it because I'm off in 10 years from now. You know,
or even in tomorrow, or next week, or a million places. Like, this moment isn't so great, I'm gonna jump over here in my head, right?
And maybe it's really hard for us creatives. Maybe that's a thing.
I don't know that it's a creative thing. I think it's just a human thing. As people, we're just always looking for that next thing. And I'm so reminded of the children of Israel. They did it constantly. Like, they, you know, they got out of Egypt and then they're looking for the next big thing. You know, they walked on dry land, through the Red Sea, and then they're looking for the next big thing. You know, we're out here starving, and oh my gosh, you brought us out here to die. They were always looking for that next thing. And while we can look at it and go, well, silly people, you really should have trusted and focused on God. I do the same things. I do this
every day.
Every day, every person does. It's like, I'm just reminded how, and we're getting kind of a little off subject, but I'm just reminded how God said to make memorials of certain things so that you will remember.
Yep.
Gratitude and just being present is remembering all of the things that God has done for you, to know that he will continue his goodwill towards you, because he wants to have his goodwill towards you. It's directed at you. You don't have to earn it, make it happen, pull it out of the ether. Like, his goodwill is towards you. So, and if you can, in the moments, think of the things that God has done for you, even make a list of things in your past that he's done for you. It just helps you be more grateful for the moments that you're in. And it also will then turn you from a negative way of thinking to a positive way of thinking.
Yeah. And I'm reminded by Philippians 4:6-7. And I'm just going to read it real quick, but it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And so as you were unpacking that, Jen, I really was like, highlight it. Like, We don't like to just talk and vent and preach. We really want you, audience, to have some tools to like, okay, well, yeah, this is a problem, but how do I fix it? We want you to have a how to. And so as Jim was talking, like, and we come to the conclusion a lot. So I think this is a key for a lot of things we talk about, if not everything. But the key here is gratitude. Mm-hmm. And the key really is focusing on him and worshiping him, which is what worship is, focus, but having gratitude for all the things, and really can set us up to not be anxious about tomorrow, because he has tomorrow. He's in that moment too, you know? And so the, if you're thinking, how do I get out of this funk? Yeah, I'm in a funk. How am I? Start thanking him. Thank him for the simple things, the breath in your lungs, you know, the heat in your house, the water that comes out of your faucet. If you can't think about anything, and then those things add up really quickly, especially if you live in the country of United States of America. There is endless amounts of resources that we are blessed with, and obviously other countries as well, but we have some liberties here that are just quite amazing that we take for granted. Like, I get to have a podcast today. I get to use my voice in whatever way I desire because I live in this country. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so when we list those things out, it can only start shifting our mindsets. And just in that verse that I just read in Philippians, it says, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, that is what our gift is back. So if we're at peace, do you think maybe we can realize that this moment's holy? Can we be in this moment if
right.
we're at peace? Or if we're in that guilt and anxiousness and condemnation and all the things we talked about, no wonder we can't stay in this dang moment, because this moment's too hard. Right. We got to jump to the next moment. Or we're stuck in, you know, moments from, especially with trauma, moments from years ago, because we don't have that peace. We do not have that peace that transcends all understanding. And those things have to be dealt with. So hear me when I say, you know, you can't skip past that, unfortunately, or Jen and I would have a long podcast like this. Here's how you skip past that. Here, A, B, C. You have to go deal with that, sure. But if you're back there still, then here's your sign. Go deal with that stuff, because his promises are the peace that surpasses all understanding. If you don't have that peace, you're either way ahead or you're way behind, and you can't be right here.
Yeah.
And exactly. Right here is holy, because he's here.
Exactly. Like you said, you have to process those moments in order to be present. And trauma, like you said, will keep pulling you back and pulling you back, pulling you back. And you're 100% correct. You have to feel it to heal it. You have to process it. You can't keep running away from it. It will keep popping up. But then once you've processed it, like, it just, oh my gosh, to be able to be present in now, to see hope in the future, to not be so like trapped in thoughts of the past or thoughts of the future, like, you can be right here.
Yeah.
And how much better you'll be for your kids or Amen. Spouse or job or whatever it is.
Yeah. And I think when you say feel it to heal it, I think the past and the present collide in those moments, because in that moment, those feelings, they're really real. You are really feeling that. It is affecting you here and now as well as it has affected you, you know, in your past. So we're not saying those moments aren't real, even to this day. I know I am carrying some stuff, I'm sure, that is from back as a child. I know that definitely in the past, lots of things. And as I process through and journey through this life, more things keep coming up. So it's affecting here and now. It is real in this moment. So this moment, if we want that peace that surpasses all understanding, we got to be in this moment and deal with this moment so we don't take it into our future. We have to feel and heal those things, but that's part of being here is holy too. This moment is holy because this moment is a sign from God that, here, honey, here's something we can work on together. And God's good. Jen has things that pop up all the time from the past. I have things that pop up all the time from the past because God knew he couldn't give it to us all in one session, or we'd have been 10 feet under because it's too much weight to carry. And he knows that.
Oh my gosh, yes. Oh my gosh, yes. I can't imagine trying to process everything at once.
Yeah. Well, I always think that I do want to, though. If I'm honest, I'm a go-getter. So I think I want it like God. Okay, let's do it all right now. Let's just get it out of the way. I'm a strong girl. You know that. Let's do this. So yeah, I mean, I think that, but he knows better. He knows better.
Oh, yes, he does. He does. He does. And so then it gets back to him helping us deal with the things that may overwhelm us. Like it, like I heard somebody say, he will never give us more than we can handle. Well, yes, he will, because he said his strength is made perfect in our weakness, but
Amen.
it's his strength. It's him there. It's not us on our own.
Amen.
I mean, I've seen people try to I'm just gonna, tight fist my way through an issue or a problem to their own detriment because they believe that God's not gonna give them more than they can handle. And it's like, no, you're misinterpreting that. It's like he will give you more than you can handle. But the thing is he's there as your ultimate strength and he will help you through it. It says his strength is made perfect in your weakness, meaning you're going to be too weak to handle some of this stuff, right? That's
Yeah.
why we have him. That's why we have dependence on him.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us.
That's
Well,
right.
it's okay. I would love to pray for our audience because I think it'll help me and maybe it'll help them too. Bonus.
Yeah, do it. Do it, girl. Do it, girl.
Oh, so Father, as women, Father, sometimes we just feel like we need to put our superhero capes on and go save the world. One kid, one spouse, one person, one situation at a time. And Father, we just surrender today. We surrender and give you your cape back, Father. We surrender our day into your hands, Father. We desperately desire that peace that surpasses all understanding that we read about in Philippians. And so, Father, we are grateful that we can come to you as our living water, as our source for that peace. So, Father, we are asking for you to take out of our hands all of the weight that we try to carry as women. And Father, we just hand it over to you now. We trust you with it. And we, in exchange, just welcome in right now. We just breathe in your peace. And Father, we ask that in these moments that we go throughout our day, Father, that you just keep us awake and aware of everywhere you are in those moments, in the hard moments, in the good moments, in the just meaningless, what seems like to us moments, that we see you in all circumstances, and that we are able just to walk in your peace and go to bed tonight and wake up tomorrow without any of the guilt, Father, that we carry. And so we give that to you and we praise you and thank you for this gift of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Good prayer. Good prayer.
Thank you, Father.
We had a listener say one time when you prayed, I claim that prayer.
In the name of Jesus.
I claim that prayer. And I was like, amen.
I'm claiming it too. That's why I said, I think this prayer might be for me, but I think it's for all of us. And especially as women, we forget not to carry all the weight and to surrender to him.
Yep. Amen.
And we want to be in the moments. We don't want to miss them, Lord.
That's right. They're holy. We want to be there.
Amen.
All right, folks, until next time.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.